Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Denise in Alaska, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm kind of pre-planning.
Okay.
Well, pre-planning with a post problem. I've had a sidewalk that looks like yuck for years because it's about 20 years old.
All right.
It's got big pit marks, you know, where the cement shavings kind of come up, you know,
uh-huh.
And it looks really ugly, and it's actually starting to be kind of a danger. And I'm trying to think, the girls and I thought we would try to do a sidewalk on our own next year.
All
next
right.
Spring.
How old are the girls?
We're all in our 40s.
All right. Oh, it's all the sisters, huh?
We try to take on little projects that we think we probably could do for a learning experience.
I just was wondering if when you said the girls, you had a couple of kids were going to help you, maybe your daughters.
Oh, no,
or something.
No. These are women. These are foolish women.
All right.
Anyway, and so what I'm wondering is now we're planning ahead for next summer to
all
do
right.
this spring,
mm-hmm.
to do this, because, of course, we're in Alaska and, you know. Anyway, so I'm wondering, are we going to take those old pieces of cement out, dig everything up before we make the forms and do it all, or can we make forms around what's there, pour over?
No, if you pour over, it's going to be end up smalling, because what will mm-hmm. happen is, especially in your climate, you'll get moisture between the old and the new concrete, and it'll break and it'll crack off, and you'll have to repeat the whole process next year again.
I knew you would say that.
Yeah, so you're going to have to break it out, you know, break up the old pieces and get it out. You're going to have to build the forms.
Yep.
And really, the care here in the time is to build in those forms and making sure that they are letter perfect, nice and level, that you don't pour too big of a piece, that you put dividers between the sections and have it all ready and good to go before you call the concrete truck in. And I can only imagine the look on that guy's face when he shows up with that truckload of concrete, working with big burly masons all day long, and sees you girls there ready to take the load.
and our shorts and our sunglasses. Bring it on, buddy.
You're going to make his day.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that might be the bright spot, right?
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you, guys. Hey, I listen to you all the time. You're great.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Girls taking on a concrete project there in Alaska.
And you know, when she says wearing shorts, it's probably like in March. They get so happy when the weather turns even slightly that as soon as it's like what you and I would consider freezing, Tom, they are in flip flops and shorts because 40 is summer.
Yeah, 3 weeks is all they get for spring and summer. It's back to winter again.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.